Scar awoke with a vengeance. Now it was thrashing its entire body like a bass on a fishing line. Only this fish had enough power in a single swing of its tail to cave in a car. The crane whined, the arm juddering uncontrollably. The operator pressed the levers to get the damn thing in. With a massive twist, the shark threw its body downward. Everyone on board the ship and surface platform heard the metal cling of a clip breaking loose. The strap around the shark's neck fell free. With a greater range of motion, it swung its upper body. It bit at the air, its gums as red as its eyes. The arm lowered, the hydraulics squealing under the pressure of combined weight and ferocity. They heard the snapping of tether and metal, which led to the center strap falling free. It took minimal effort for the third to give way. Scar smashed down onto the pad, its head and tail whipping every which way. Screams filled the air as its caudal fin smacked one of the lab assistants with the report of a gunshot. The impact launched the man right into the hull of the boat, where his skull imploded into red mush. The shark could taste the mist of nearby saltwater. It needed to swim as urgently as it needed to feed. Luckily, both were in the same direction. It flapped its body toward the edge, its jaws finding the fallen corpse of the lab tech. Even while suffocating, it didn't hesitate to sink its teeth into his body. "Shut the gate!" Olivia screamed. "We can't," the operator yelled. "The ship's in the way. We won't be able to close it." "Captain, back your ship up." But it was too late. The shark wiggled its body like a snake, then fell headfirst over the side. A tremendous splash swept the platform, turning red as it mixed with the assistant's blood. Olivia never even gave it a glance. She dashed to the edge, just in time to see Scar darting beneath the surface. For the first time since she entered the biotech lab at 19, she was flabbergasted